Happy Thursday, everyone. It's so good to be back home. I'm so glad you all joined us for our week in D.C. It was very, very interesting. We spent a few days in Washington, D.C., and we sat with some great Americans like Jeff Clark, Steve Friend, Garrett O'Boyle. We even sat with Chairman Jim Jordan. Those interviews are available on all of your favorite platforms. You can go back and take a look if you miss out on all of it. I gotta say, the Jeff Clark interview is getting a lot of attention. So far, we've had over 600,000 views on that one alone, and it's where he called out former AG Bill Barr for not looking to investigate any election fraud, and in fact, shutting down investigations into election fraud. It is crazy. You gotta go back and give it a look. Make sure you do. But we're getting ready to unpack another crazy show for you guys all tonight. So, you know, whenever we're going through all those crazy headlines, you got to head over to citizenfreepress.com. That's where I go to look at what's going on all around the country, and I'd highly recommend you do so as well. I wake up every morning and I head over to CFP. So right now I'm on the CFP website, and there's a couple of things that stand out to me. Number one, obviously you might have heard so far, but O.J. Simpson is dead at the age of 76. Now, this is, I guess, untragic news for most of us who know that he murdered his wife and another man. I do not feel any empathy. I do not feel bad for him. It should have happened sooner. He's a horrible person. He should have spent time in prison for what he did, but he did not. We all know that he did it, but unfortunately a jury was so hot and heavy for racial tensions again at the time that they let him off. And they've openly admitted that too. This previous interviews and Wokeness actually published a clip of one of the individuals who was on the jury going out there and just openly saying that because, you know, Nicole, his wife, was white, that's why he was acquitted. And it's disgusting. It's disgraceful. But it just describes what kind of, you know, world we live in these days. People just don't seem to care. So now that OJ has died, you just hope that God handles that one, because he never, ever had to answer any questions regarding what happened to his wife and that man. And it's unfortunate, of course, but it's a sigh of relief. Now he's dead, and that's the good news. And he died of cancer, apparently. So it is what it is. Goodbye, OJ. All right, next one up. Sorry, guys. I know that sounds mean, but the reality is he's a horrible human being. Let's head back over to the CFP website. That's where you're going to see that Governor Ron DeSantis, my governor, is actually going to be helping President Trump fundraise. And there's no surprise here. I don't think there's really bad blood to the point where, and this, I'll be very specific about this, to the point where he doesn't want to see President Trump make it into the White House, because we all do. Doesn't matter what side you were on during the primaries. That's what primaries are for. You got to find middle ground. You got to come back into the middle. And so I'm excited to see that Governor Ron DeSantis is privately telling donors that he intends on helping the president fundraise. That's very important. Now, this story comes, they say, there's three sources familiar with the matter who come in and are reporting on this right now. And this was said during a private gathering here in South Florida at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. So it's very interesting. He apparently said this in front of a group of people. And so we'll see how it plays out, because ultimately we have to all get together and go and win in November. We need all hands on deck for that. Let's jump back over to Citizen Free Press, because another very interesting story. This one, again, of course, folks, has to do with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's daughter, her biological daughter, now coming out as trans. This 15-year-old girl is now claiming to be the name Finn and had a buzz cut and a black pantsuit at a memorial service for her grandfather. And so ultimately, you know, it looks like this young woman is now coming out at the age of 15 as transgender, which is sad to see. And we hope that she doesn't make any life-changing alterations to her body, because, well, those are irreversible. Most people do not, you know, look at this picture. It's heartbreaking, but they don't actually stick it out. So most kids don't understand what they're doing. And so I hope that she is not getting any types of hormone therapies and any types of surgery or operations. And this young woman thinks about it before she does, because, well, once you do, there's no going back. And I think the pressure, especially living in California and living in a liberal cesspool and living with all these Hollywood elites, you tend to not make rational decisions. And so let's just hope that this young woman does not do so. She's only 15 years old, so spare your harsh criticism for her and just hope for the best for this young woman. And that's what's going on over at citizenfreepress.com. There's so many headlines right now, folks. You got to head over to citizenfreepress.com. Take a look. There's so much going on. It's the only place that really condenses everything and adds a little bit of a twist of humor. You know, Kanan and his staff, they love getting headlines, but making them, you know, humorous, laughable. And it's really important to laugh these days because, well, there's so much sadness going on in the news cycle. So head over there to citizenfreepress.com. Every morning I wake up to it. You should too. They're all working super, super hard at making sure they give you the very, very latest. So again, folks, it's citizenfreepress.com. And we'll be right back. We've got a jam-packed program for you guys tonight. You don't want to miss out. So we'll be right back after this quick break.